So yeah, you know, fucking. Apparently, we're not allowed to make fun of Latins anymore. It's not an America I want to live in. We need to work on making America great again. Team Trump. Speaking of that shit, saw Cole this week.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went down to the shop. Emily got tattooed, so I hung out like all fucking day. I realized that my anxiety about that place is gone.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. So that's neat. Saw Adam. Saw Wes. He cut his hair. Wes cut his hair.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Yeah. I saw.
Don't
I
talk
saw
about that. It. Hey. Don't talk about Wes's hair. Hey.
Does it look great?
Hey. Huh. Don't talk about Wes's hair.
Okay.
He's uncomfortable about it. Don't talk about it.
Is he?
Shh.
Does it look good?
Yeah, he looks like an adult. I think he's upset that the cut is it's like your length.
Wait, it's short?
Yeah. He went swimming, and he said it was really, really heavy, so I said, dreadlock Ness monster. And nobody laughed at me. And I was like, you guys are fucking missing out. That's a solid joke. And he got out of the pool, and I guess he's just like, I fucking can't do this, man. And like, fucking cut his dreads out. And like,
so you're so fucking it.
I can't do a Wes impression.
Fucking get out the pool, man. Got the fucking dreadlocks are all wet and shit. Fucking making my head lean back. I'm fucking walking around with my fucking chin in the air because my head's so goddamn heavy.
Well, you experienced that same problem with your bangs.
Yeah. I mean, they are fucking... It's like having a cinder block on the top of your skull. I mean, my bangs come in heavy.
So he decided his hair was too heavy.
I don't know if that's the real reason. like with everything else, when I make a judgment, I heard a third of the story and then just made up the other three-fourths. But I don't think... I think he's still dealing with the fact that for like 8 years he had extremely long hair and now he has... a dad haircut.
Yeah.
It doesn't look bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, he looks a lot younger.
Really?
Which is weird. Yeah.
That's weird.
He looks like someone I'd listen to now. I know Wes listens. I love you, man. But, like, I don't think he's really happy with it. I thought the picture at first was fake. I thought him and Kenny did a face swap or some shit.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but no, that's Wes has a grown-up people haircut. Huh. Wes from the KWW podcast. Everybody should listen to that. I think Kara was on the last one. I haven't listened to it because whenever I find out his wife's on, I'm scared to listen to it because I don't want to hear them both talking about Wes's dick.
I listened to part of it, but then I got busy doing something. I get to finish it, but I fell asleep. That's what it was. I listened to podcasts whenever.
Kenny,
I
you are boring as fuck.
It's not offensive.
They want to do another one, and I was like, dude, just let me know. And he's like, no, you talk to Kenny, and then Kenny will schedule it because. Talk to Kenny about it, because apparently Kenny's really hard to like nail down for a specific day. Like, we kind of try to do Sundays. Mm. Apparently Kenny's like impossible to get to commit to one day.
Oh, that's...
What'd you draw?
I drew Arye.
What are you drawing? Let's take a photo of that. Speaking of that underbite, I saw Shelby this weekend. Yeah, Shelby came into the shop, too. It was weird. Like, I was there, and then fucking Shelby walked in, taking a photo of Nick's drawing. I'm making sure Nick's face isn't in it. Your face isn't in it. Just relax. I can't get the camera to focus. Close enough. Sweet. That'll be the episode, Art. So what'd you do, man? You haven't talked to me in a while.
Fucking nothing, man.
No.
Nothing. I went turkey hunting. I went truckee hunting.
Yeah, how is that not something? You went fucking hunting
went
for turkeys.
Truckee hunting.
Now, did you do it like
hunting
you did?
For some goddamn turkeys.
Did you do it like you did last time where you lay out the fucking dummy chicken?
You're listening to...
Turkey
Tom and Jake.
Turkey Talk with Tom and Jake.
Turkey Talk with Tom and Jake.
It's about
you guys
that
don't
time.
Know, a Tom is a male turkey and a Jake is a young male turkey.
Is it young male turkey? What's a female
oh,
turkey?
Oh no, the hens are coming in.
Our very like second episode, Nick wanted to do like radio voices and talk about hunting turkeys. If I can get the first couple episodes, it's on
funny.
There. Doing noises.
We never get to actually talking about hunting.
No, we did because you.
No, but I mean that's the premise.
Oh yeah,
is that like all we do is just make voices?
Did
stuff,
you get that turkey? I sure did. Well, okay. So correct me if I'm wrong. Last time you went out there with your dad and your dad's friend. Went out there with your
last
dad.
Last time it was just me and my dad.
Okay, so it was your dad and your dad's boyfriend. You guys went out. You guys took a fake turkey out and you put it in the middle of a field.
Yeah.
And then you guys went and hid in the tree line.
Yes.
And waited for another turkey to come fuck that turkey.
Yeah.
And then when it did,
we
you shot it.
I killed it.
So that turkey gets to feel it come, and then it feels a bullet hit its head. Wait, do you at least let it come first? You're fucking savage.
That turkey thought he was going to have... Well, that turkey thought he was going to get in a fight and then have a come.
Yeah.
But instead, he got eaten.
That makes
me... Instead, I turned him into shit.
I think it's more rude that you kill a turkey before it comes than... it's more sad to me that a turkey dies with blue balls than that we eat them for Thanksgiving.
What makes you think that turkeys like to come?
I like to think that that's something that the general population of the universe, that's something we all can share with each other.
No.
Is the sensation of a cum.
Uh-uh. Female ducks don't cum.
Well, that's because ducks are rapists, as are dolphins, so I learned from Kimmy Schmidt.
And like some dogs, it's really painful for them. Sex is painful for them because they get stuck together.
Well, that's because bitches ain't nothing but hoes and tricks. Wait, but dogs get stuck together?
Sometimes, yeah.
What are you talking about?
A boy dog, his pecker gets stuck inside of the female dog because the semen has to stick around in there. It's like an evolutionary trait.
It's... Ugh!
Yeah, because they don't want another dog coming over and fucking them getting there. That's one reason why they think that our penises are shovel-shaped to scoop out other competitor semen.
All right, welcome to Body Talk with Nick. So in this episode, Nick describes why the dick is shaped the way it is.
Did you know that?
I don't know why you fucking tore the top off of Pandora's box, but I got some questions for you, Nick. So my dick is not shaped like a shovel. So yes. There's that. No, it's not. I'll show you right now. No, it's not. My dick is shaped like it's got a little soldier helmet.
Yeah.
Right.
It's the helmet. It's like a round shovel.
Yeah. No. No, it's not. No, yeah. My dick looks like the cherry on the end of a... It looks like somebody holding an apple, like a baby holding an apple. I got a big red tip in my penis. There you go, world. Dad, if you're listening. What are you drawing?
The penis.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. But mine's not... Mine's a lot huger than that.
And this...
Like, you're going to need to get, like, 6 pieces of paper for my giant man thing.
So this is the...
Why'd you put a dress on it?
This is an arrow. So this is the area from which... So the cum is here. And when the penis penetrates the competitor's cum...
Okay, you're making it sound like when I have sex with a girl, it's only to get... I gotta get his cum out. Like, that's...
Mm-hmm. That's not the only reason, but that's why your dick is shaped
I'm
like
going to argue that I've never had sex with the intentions of scooping out the previous guy's cum.
Don't know it.
I do know it.
And so that creates like a vacuum, which the competitor's cum gets pulled out along this area.
I've got to take another photo of this because this drawing area is just so uninformative.
So here?
That's all cum?
And here... That's all cum.
So
you're looking at straight cum.
I
fucking old cum
if
shovel.
I'm having sex with a girl, and I notice that
and
as
she
soon
says,
as I,
she says, "Let me see that cum shovel."
And as soon as I,
you know what she means.
As soon as I, okay, you're having sex with this chick, right? As soon as your dick breaks the seal, and like you make a pull out, like, and like you're pulling out, if you have to feel yourself going against the grain that is other dude's spunk, what do you do?
Well, I mean, this is back from whenever we were. This is back from...
No, that doesn't explain that. Because what about people who weren't circumcised?
It's the same.
Ooh, the uncircumcised dick is the original cum bucket. You just, ew, that's so gross. It was like this. It was like a little suction cup. Ew. So the original dicks, before we turned them into shovels, were just like scoops.
Yeah. Like felching with your penis.
Oh. Can we be done? Like, can we be done for the week?
Sounds like a Cannibal Corpse song. Dick Felcher.
No, you gotta be like, dead body, dead body. I hate Cannibal Corpse.
Felching a dead body with my dick.
I think it's like...
For the devil.
I think it's goofy, but it's not fun to listen to.
I think it's fun.
So, let's go back to your drawing right here. I have a sec. Let me see it.
Felching a dead body with my dick.
Wouldn't you be more... Why haven't they figured out a way to like... Like, I guess that would make sense because if your pee hole was always open... Like, you not only... You could get
I mean,
other,
I'm just parroting
you could
shit
get
that
other,
I've heard from...
You could get other dudes cum in your dick hole, and
like
then you get,
TED Talks
like,
and stuff, but...
There's been TED Talks about cum shovels.
Yeah, well, and
I think I missed that
like,
one.
Evolutionary.
I watched Rodney Mullen talk about kickflips. I didn't say, oh, because you liked Rodney Mullen doing kickflips, maybe you'd also like to watch this.
Cum Shuffle sounds like an awesome band name.
Oh, speaking of awesome
wait,
band names.
No.
Okay, go ahead. Go.
So, yes. Oh, that's fine.
No. Keep going.
Well, so I also
people like it when you have ideas that don't go anywhere.
I also learned that in primates, female, what's the word?
Apes.
Female
orangutans.
There's a direct correlation between female promiscuity and testicle size and penis size.
Explain.
So the bigger the penis, the more promiscuous the females in that species tend to be. Like gorillas, they have little bitty cocks, and they mate for life. Little bitty cocks, little bitty balls.
I don't think gorillas have small penises.
Yeah, they do.
I look at a gorilla, and I imagine it's got a fucking nightstick with a plum on the end of it.
Nope.
Like a thumb the size of your thumb.
They're tiny.
The idea of a giant silverback gorilla flicking around a thumb-sized dick sounds so sad to me. There's no way. They've got to have giant... They're like...
No. They don't.
Oh, this dick sucks.
Get on your phone. Type in gorilla cock.
I'm not going to look up Mighty Joe Young's donger. I'm not going to look that up. All right, I'm going to look up gorilla. Well, I don't know why I said I wouldn't. Like, I don't know why. I
can't believe you're doing
that. I don't know why that was, like, the stand I took. I just did racial, like, profiling with a voice for 10 minutes, and I'm like, I'm not going to look up gorilla dicks. Gorilla penis size. Why not? All right. I don't know. Holy shit. An adult gorilla's erect penis is about 4 centimeters, 1.5 inches in length.
What I tell you.
That's fucking sad.
Do I know cocks or do I know cocks?
Let's see if I can get a picture of a gorilla's dick.
I do know some shit about dicks.
Gorilla gorilla penises. Let's see that search history. Hard gorilla penis. Image search, of course.
Type in primate penis size.
Should I put for science at the end of it? So I don't look like a fucking weirdo.
You know the NSA is watching you like, this guy's been sending pictures of cats' assholes, and now he's
oh my
fucking...
God, look at that thing.
Yeah.
What are you going to do with that? How do you even get that in? Like a girl.
Well, you would get it in a female gorilla.
I mean, okay. Unless you're...
Do you think...
This guy.
Dr. Zaius.
That's not Dr. Zaius.
Oh, excuse me.
Dr. Zaius is an orangutan.
Look up orangutan cocks.
I would assume, given what you've taught me about the animal kingdom, that that's the same thing.
Well, see, it depends on the promiscuity.
So what you're saying is that the sluttier the chicks, the thicker the dicks.
Yeah.
Of the species.
Yeah.
Look, guys, you've been listening for a year. How's it feel to finally learn something? So,
it's true.
So I mean, you're telling me that whales are just giant sluts.
It's true in primates.
Can I just assume that whales are sluts?
Sure.
I want to be the guy in the fucking dinghy at the whale watching as soon as a humpback breaches and they're all like, it's so beautiful. I'm like, look at that slut. Look at that slutty whale. So, wait, hold on. So I wonder if there's anything... Okay, so you're doing promiscuous. So you're talking about promiscuity? Is that how you say it?
Yeah.
Between animal... There's a line of correlation between promiscuity of the primates, right?
There's a correlation between promiscuity of female primates and the size of the male's penis.
Now, I wonder if there is...
a positive correlation.
Now, is there a positive correlation between rape and dick size? Because dolphins be raping.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how common rape is in other primates.
No, I'm talking about like just other... Okay, so we're talking about primates specifically.
Yeah.
Ugh, dude, a fucking whale's dick is disgusting looking.
Do you know about bonobos?
They're what? They're the closest to humans, right?
No, they're not the closest, but they are pretty close. We're very close to chimps and to bonobos.
It's just a picture of a dolphin and the words no pee. So fucking stupid. I'm gonna tweet this right now so that we can talk about some people. Like, wonder what the, because I know there's got to be like at least like four people out there who are like, I wonder what this show is going to be like. Fucking here's a preview.
Yeah, Dolphins do be raping, but what were we talking? Oh yeah, bonobos. They trade. They solve disputes and stuff with sexual favors.
What?
So
if the lady's like, I don't like that pineapple that's already on the ground. I need things to be difficult. I need you to climb up the pineapple tree and pull me down some pineapple nuts.
He's like, suck my dick.
And that bonobo's like, that bonobo does it because he's like, if. So bonobos treat pineapples like I treat Lowe's?
No.
What? I go to Lowe's to get my dick sucked.
Okay, maybe.
And he went to Lowe's. He goes to the top of the pineapple to get the pineapple gourds and bring them to the crown.
Sure.
Do you think other animals give hand jobs,
you know,
or is that strictly
weird?
A human thing?
The only... Then they'll like... They engage in incest and stuff, but
that sounds hot.
The only thing they won't do is the mothers won't fuck the sons. Everything else is
just
free
like
game.
A bitch. So
this is why Hello Sweetie won't listen.
No, they do. Rebecca they do? Listens now. She posted a picture of her actual face she had when they started doing the meh, 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 and it was what we thought it was.
Yeah,
exactly what I thought it was. So, I'm just glad, like, people are like,
but
oh,
chimps have,
if that's not a sign of evolution, I don't know
chimps
what
have
is.
Big cocks, or bigger cocks.
I don't know. Let's Google
and,
image it.
Yeah.
And, yeah, go ahead, get in there.
Look at them cocks.
Look at that.
And, did you know they engage in war, like warfare against other monkeys?
It.
It's fucking horrific.
Yeah.
It's really fucked
There's
up.
There's a series of films about it. There's a series of historical documents about a planet where all the apes battled.
No, they engage in warfare against other monkeys, other primates, and they eat them and shit. And
oh,
they,
fuck yeah,
they
dude.
Found
that's
a bunch
cool
of,
as shit.
They found a group of chimps that trained dogs. Do you know about this?
No.
In the wild.
What?
They trained dogs, so they would feed the dogs and bring them food.
Dude, how cool does this chimpanzee look? Look at that dude. You've
awesome.
Never had the day he's having.
And the dogs would, in exchange, would bark and protect them. They would bark if there were some other animals coming. And they basically trained them. And they've also found them now in the wild. They're using stone tools.
Yeah, I was about to say, you mentioned stone tools. Here's a chimpanzee holding a stone with his tool out. I find the fact that their feet look like hands just insanely interesting. Like you know how in college all my essays were on the Titanic?
Yeah.
Because I did all that research. When I was in like middle school and high school, all my reports were on chimpanzees. It's the same. It's the same report that I sent in like the eighth grade. Just the grammar and the word choice got more. I was gonna say it got more better.
It got more better.
I love this talk. I want to keep talking about animal kingdoms and their fucking dicks. This is to be the show moving forward. We're talking about animal penises. So,
going wild with Nick and Pat.
So, do you? No, it's too good of a thing. It's too good of a thing not to happen. So you're saying that primates, men and women do suffer sexual favors, or just the female of the species?
This is bonobos.
Just bonobos.
Yeah.
Do you think other primates have caught wind?
Maybe. That's why you won't see bonobos in zoos.
Why?
Because they fuck all the time. People don't want to bring their kids around them.
But the fucking, it's nature, baby. What do you mean you don't want to see? I've never gone to a zoo and not seen something take a shit. Why should we be more concerned with that?
I mean, they suck and fuck all the time. That's all they do.
They're not sucking. Bonobos aren't sucking.
Look up do bonobos.
I'm not looking up bonobo blowjobs. I'm not looking that up. Because what if I get hard?
Bonobo
that's my
blowjobs.
Life moving forward. Bonobo jobs. Blow no jobs. Blonobo jobs. I was trying to figure out how to get there. That's the name of the episode. Blonobo jobs. I got to write that down.
Not cum shovel?
No, cum shovel's too direct. You can't do that. We can't put cum on here. Can't put cum in the title. I won't have it. I don't want this responsibility.
think about it, we'd be better off without it.
Oh my god. All right, so like I said earlier, I don't know if that's more proof of evolution.
I mean, it's
if that is an argument that a preacher used, I think he could win the congregation.
It's not really an it's evidence for evolution for sure, but yeah. I mean, that's pretty mild compared to the volumes of information that we have that proves evolution.
Yeah, but if you, I mean, yes, there is science, but not everybody wants to pay attention to science. Everybody can relate to the fact that they've done something to get laid. If you were like, you don't believe that we're just like them, he went and got that pineapple down for her, and now she's letting him have at it.
Dowries.
You went to her mom's house. Dowries?
I mean, yeah.
I thought a dowry was like, you can marry my wife, and also here's like a bunch of shit that I don't use.
It's like, if you marry my daughter, I give you this. I think I've got that right.
I thought it was the other way around. It's like what you could bring to the family. What you could bring it to the friendship.
I don't think so.
Last podcast on the left. That's there.
I think that's a dowry.
A dowry is if
I think the female's family provides the dowry.
You want to look it up?
Yeah.
Look it up. All right. So I don't think they don't bring anything. I think they give, the husband has to bring something. Dowry. How do I spell that? Dowry Plus. That's a website. Ooh. Dowry. What is a dowry? What is a dowry? I think it's a person. According to Google, dowry is a person. How do you spell it?
Like a dowry.
Yeah, like a dowry. Okay, so D-A-W-R-I. Like, no, what are we saying?
D-O-W-R-Y.
D-O-W-R-Y.
Property or money brought to by...
No, D-O-W. By,
D-O-W-R-Y.
Gotcha.
Property or money brought by a bride to her husband on their marriage.
Oh, so it's just kind of like...
Belinda's dowry included an acre of fertile pasture and two young mules.
That would do nothing for me in Bowling Green. That would do nothing for me here. If someone's like, hey, Patrick, here's my daughter, an acre of land and two mules. I'd be like, cool, now I have to buy a lawnmower and goat food and mule
Great,
food.
Now I have to go to Lowe's.
Ugh, I hate Lowe's. If this family knew anything about me, they would have got me better gifts. Yeah, dude, that's all the proof of evolution I would ever need. You don't have to show me my thumbs or, like, watch me communicate or say that we live in, like, family units. Just be like, yeah, man, if you want something done to your weenus, you're going to have to go out there and do something nice for the lady. And I'd be like, fucking apes do that too? And the science man would go, yeah. And then Patrick would go, all right, fucking evolution, there it is. They should use that. Why don't they fucking use that? I'm fucking...
Oh, wow. People's penises are the biggest penises.
Why are you surprised? No, whales have the biggest fucking dongers.
So, here we go. Here's some information.
Oh, fucking share it.
So, the smallest recorded human penis was 5/8 inch.
What?
The average erect gorilla's is 1.25.
Dude, that fuck... I can't get past that. Those things are fucking monstrous. And they got these little... Maybe that's why... The little fucking dickers, man. That sucks.
The average chimp penis is around 3.15 inches.
But they're so... Okay, hold on. I wonder if there's some correlation between dick size and length. Or not length, that, of course. But like dick size and strength. Because gorillas are strong as fuck, but they got little old dicks.
Chimps are strong
Chimpanzees
as fuck,
are strong
too.
As shit, too. Little old wieners. Ants don't even have a dick, and they can lift like 30 times their own size. Humans, we got those big old dongers. We can't lift for shit. We can, Nick, because we're strong as fuck. Throw them up, Nick. Throw up your muscles. Nick won't flex with me. Nick just flexed with me.
The average
erect
penis.
Yeah, you hear us, Lance? We're flexing.
Is a little more than 5 inches long. Yeah.
From the sea.
Only 15% of men are over 7 inches.
Not high-fiving you. I'm tired of talking about our dicks.
15%er. And Congo has an average penis size of 7.06 inches. Around.
We don't have enough time for all those jokes.
North Korea has an average penis size of 3.8 inches.
All around. The actors in the movie Congo had giant dicks. Have you ever seen that movie?
Yeah.
The Great White Ape. Yeah. You should watch that and do a commentary on it. Maybe that's how we could start bringing some fucking revenue into this shit. Start doing like commentaries on movies and charging like 88 cents.
Like, what's it called?
It was the idea I had until someone told me what Mystery Science Theater was, and then I watched it and I was like, I don't think that's that funny.
MST3K?
Yeah, I don't really care for that shit. I don't think it's not my sense of humor. It's too much like...
too wacky?
Yeah. If I'm going to watch something like that, I'd rather just watch like cartoons. Speaking of which, Animaniacs is on Netflix. I don't know if you know that or not, but it is. I'm trying to think about what else happened while we hadn't recorded. Prince died. I don't want to talk about it. Made me real sad.
We got to talk about it.
I don't want to talk about it, man. It makes me sad that Prince died. People were like, oh, you like Prince? I'm like, I have a fucking Prince tattoo. Like, yeah. It was a tradition at the old shop. You were there Saturday nights. We blasted Prince.
I never got one, though, because I was never really a huge Prince fan.
Well, but you understand the importance.
Yeah. No, okay. I mean, I liked his music. Right. I thought it was catchy. I just was never really got into it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Oh, 100%.
It's not like with where the Beatles, like, I can appreciate what they did for rock and roll music, but, like, I'm really not into their music.
Right.
I like Prince's music. Mm-hmm. It was good, but I just never really got into it. Just, like, I know that, like, I don't know who somebody... like Beck. Like, I like Beck's music, but right. Like, because we were listening to him earlier, because Bridget went and saw him in a concert.
Oh, cool.
I like Beck's music, but like, I never really got into his stuff. Yeah, but, like, I know his songs.
It comes on, like, oh, that's pretty cool, but you don't go, like, oh, I want to listen to the whole catalog.
Yeah, but like, I think he's super talented. I mean, I'd probably know 10 or 15 of his songs.
Yeah, I mean, everybody, was it Summer Girls, and then there's like Loser, and then there's Devil's Haircut.
Where It's At.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Sex, I always like Sex Laws. That was always a fun video. Remember
I'd
one?
Never heard the song Sex Law. Yeah, Bridget
it's fun.
Recorded a clip of it. I'd never heard that song.
Yeah.
But yeah, I like a lot of his like acoustic stuff.
He's a really creative guy, but it's just kind of like, it's not my thing, but I can recognize that it's cool.
I got into it because of Tom Waits. Because Tom Waits toured with him. And that's how I got interested.
I could see that. I could see that. Correlation, word of the fucking episode. Like, yeah, I could see that. I'm trying to think, man. Like, I made some notes for the show, but I don't... Oh, yeah. I farted myself out of sex last week. You want to hear about that?
Yeah.
All right. So I've been getting really, really bad migraines lately.
Mm-hmm.
So I started taking this
really, really bad farts.
So I took this like this migraine
pill.
I took some migraine medicine and I wasn't drinking enough water. So it wasn't really running its course. It was just getting into my stomach and sitting there. And I get all like real fucking like bloated feeling, and I just could not fucking fart. And I've been having this. I had this feeling for like 2 or 3 days where I just couldn't do anything. I went to the gym and just did nothing but squats and like leg presses, thinking that I would get the farts out. I went and rode the bike. I went and sat in the sauna. Anything I could do to make the farts come out. I went as far as going online and looking out how can I make farts come out. And I kept getting all these weird yoga poses. So I'm trying these yoga poses in my bedroom.
Yeah, you know what to do, right?
4 a.m. Well, you take your thumb.
Mm-hmm.
Like this, and you take the flat end of it, you make a fist, you put your thumb, you tuck it into your pointer finger, like this. Mm-hmm. I'm showing you, but the fans, the radio people, they can't see it. And then you just punch the skin above where your butthole and your back meet, and you can rock your shelf loose and shoot out a fart. I tried that, Nick.
But you gotta lay with your ass up in the air.
I tried that.
Yeah.
Couldn't fart.
You gotta get somebody to rub your belly.
I live by myself.
Or rub your back.
I'd put one of the cats on my stomach and I'd be like, make biscuits. And they're like, we can't, you're too ripped. And I was like, I get that. Thanks though. Cool cats. And then I went online and I found this like video of like how to make babies fart. And I was like, sure, why the fuck not, right? And what you do is you lay on your back and you put your feet up. Like, you try to pull your knees to your chest, but you spread your legs out and you put your feet straight up.
Like you're going to show someone your hemorrhoid.
Like, yes. Yes. And
somebody's going to unsuspectingly open the door.
Right.
And then you're going to...
You want to go ahead and tell that story since you brought it up?
We've told it.
I put my feet up on the door frame of the bathroom one time, and Nick came out just in time to look at my butthole. And I said, hey, Nick, is that a hemorrhoid? And he went, yeah, I think so. And then he stepped over me, and he was kind of mad at me. I think you were pretty upset that I made you look at my hemorrhoid.
I didn't want
to
see it.
Well, I needed to know that it was there, because I couldn't take a picture with my camera phone.
Oh, it was there.
I had a flip phone at the time, so I couldn't get a photo.
It was there, buddy.
So I see it's you lay down on your back, pull your knees to your chest. Someone puts their hands on your feet and pushes them up towards your shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
It's called the happy baby.
Oh.
It's to make babies.
That's a yoga pose.
It's to make babies shit.
Yeah.
So I get to work, and one of the coworkers there, I was like, hey, man, are we cool? And he went, yeah. And I was like, you want a happy baby me? And he went, what? So I just lay down on my back, and I pull my knees to my chest. I'm like, I need you to push my feet toward me. And he goes, I'm not going to do it. I was like, happy baby me. Happy baby me. And he comes up, and he wouldn't do it. So I'm pretty sure I freaked that guy out.
What a pussy.
So it turns out we're not as cool as I thought we were. But by doing that, I definitely made some movement and, like, rearranged the gas in my stomach, but not got it to where it needed to be. So I drive to Emily's house, and the whole time I'm driving there, like, the seatbelt, anything pressing near my stomach makes my back hurt because I just need to fart.
Dude, you should have called me and let me know.
And you would have happy babied me?
No. Well, I would have happy babied you if that didn't work, but I've got something that works even better.
What?
A wise man once told me, prunes, they don't make you shit, they make you fart.
Really?
Yeah.
Where the fuck were you?
I don't know. How did you not remember that?
I'm sorry, but
prunes,
like...
they don't make you shit, they make you fart.
Who said that?
That's Vomitous Prime.
That's right! Oh,
one of
that
the greatest
is.
Podcasts of all time.
Oh my god, guys, if you can...
So you should have eaten some prunes.
I forgot, dude. Vomitous Prime is the whole reason I know anything or had any interest in doing podcast. You'll never find it, because me and Nick have searched. Yeah.
I've still got some of the later episodes
on
my
Zune. I've got his email, so I think I could email him.
I had a Zune.
Oh, man. So... I get to Emily's house, and, like, I'm moving real slow. She goes, what's wrong? I was like, oh, my back hurts. Because I didn't want to tell her what was really up. Because I was trying to get it, you know? And girls won't let you get it if they know you can maybe shit yourself. Isn't that right, Rebecca and Danielle? Let me know. So I, sitting there on the couch with Emily, and, like, we eat a little bit of food, and, like, I thought it was going to be, like, a... Because it was a small fart, I thought it was going to be like that was just not be as bad as it. Dude, the fucking paint would have came off the walls. Like, it was maybe like, that was it. But it had been rotting inside me for 3 fucking days. And like,
it was a quick fart?
Yeah, it was just like, but it was real hot. Like, not sexy, like temperature, like.
So did you grab her hand?
No. I was just so fucking relieved. But then I was upset because it was just that little bit.
Yeah.
And then, like, we're sitting there, and, like, she's on one end of the couch, I'm on the other, and, like, so we're watching the hockey game, and she just leans up and goes, oh, no. Oh, no. And I'm like, what? And she's like, I answer, like, what? Because I smelled it way before she did. Yeah. And I was actually going, like, thinking that I could suck it back up.
Right, right.
And, like, she just starts, like, yelling, what is wrong with you? Like, screaming at me to the point where her mom is downstairs be like,
did you eat chicken bones?
Yes. Did you just eat a body?
Are you, like, a witch doctor?
Like, to the point where Emily's mom's like, Emily, what's going on? And she's like, Patrick fired it. And I'm like, no, I didn't. Like, I'm just screaming, no, I didn't. And, like, she goes by me to, like, turn the fan on, and, like, as she runs by, she slows down for a split second because I guess she hit the cloud that I was stewing in, and, like, she runs, like, oh, and, like, looked at me, and, like, I swear her face. You ever seen the movie Mama with the ghost that Guillermo? Have you ever seen Crimson Peak yet?
I saw Crimson Peak.
She looked at me, and, like, it looked like the skin was falling off her face for, like, a split second. So she turns, like, the fan on, and she's just, like, staring at me, like, why did you do that? Stop doing that. And I was like, I didn't mean to. So she comes back and sits down. The smell never leaves the fucking room. It doesn't. So, like, then we go, and, like, the hockey game's over, and then we go into a room because we're going to watch iZombie, and we're sitting down in the bed, and, like, I just start feeling like I'd do it again. So, like, oh, no. I go into the hallway.
Oh, no.
And I fucking, like, she's we just, like, nothing, and she's like, don't you die! Like, start screaming again. And I'm like... like, in the hallway... like, with my ass facing the bonus room, hoping that somehow it gets sucked into there because of the way air flows in a big house. And I wait out there for, it must have been, like, 10 seconds. And then I come back in the room and I sit down. And, like, 30 seconds later, it sneaks in underneath the door and, like, comes up underneath the sheets. So you see this, like, fabric bubble goes up the fucking, up the bed, up her legs, and then, like, just hits her nose. She looks at me again. She goes, oh, no. And then, like, I'm so sorry. And then, like, I kind of, the night's winding down. I'm kind of like, so, you trying to be sexy? And then I was like, you're not really trying to get down on anything, are you? And she went, you've been shitting your pants for 3 hours. And I was like, so I farted myself out of this. She goes, yeah, I'm not about to get anywhere near your asshole, or I don't want your asshole out at all. I was like, I'll keep my pants on. She goes, what? I was like, I'll just pull it through my boxer hole. She goes, no. No, because your fucking dick's been stewing in your shit smell all night.
She didn't want your stinky dick.
She would have had sex with me if I hadn't been farting so much. It's like, and like I wanted to say, I was like, I thought you loved me. Like, I wanted to like make a big, like, I wanted to make a big stink about it. Yeah, I farted myself.
What?
Yeah, I fucking farted myself right out of goddamn sex.
Sorry for farting.
I can't come because I fart.
I want to come, but I can't stop farting.
I wanted to tell you, I'm full of farts, but now I'm full of cum.
Please, I want to come. I'm sorry I farted, I want to come.
I take back all the farts.
Come back.
It's just me running around the fucking house with my fucking butt cheeks spread open, going like, they're trying to suck it all back up.
Like, as if that would give you a chance.
What?
Like, as if that would give you a chance.
It would. Like, sure. Like, no, I do it on my own. And I do it on my own. And, like, so she, like, kind of peeks around the corner. I'm just running around the bonus room. Like, trying to suck it up with my bare ass and my cheeks spread open.
I take it back.
And she's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm trying to put it back. Yeah, I think that would definitely ruin any chance of me getting laid. Especially if she sees me with my fucking...
Oh, God.
With my butthole. I wonder if she's ever seen my butthole.
I don't know.
I've definitely seen hers. And it is cool. You think? Have you ever seen dirt? Have you ever seen just...
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. Yeah.
Liberty has her butthole out all the time. Anytime she wags her tail. I'm the turntickle. 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 Bruce, bitch, smacking dick to your face piece. Shoes trick, either the mouth or the booty crease. No matter what, you getting blessed by the best. Watch that lip, son. The leaders in the best. Compress them cheeks slowly. Make sure you can hold me. Trust me, baby. I killed the rib like Kobe. A gifted shooter, but still smooth on D. All-star Ichiban, come get raped with me. And when I'm finished, give up the Skrilla and the whip. I'll leave you more hollow than them slugs in my clip. It's official black. I'm the gay dirt tickler. Who's the boy, a.k.a. the turd tickler. I'm the turd tickler. I'm the turd tickler. Faggot Bruce Cole slaying the beast, looking for me. Yeah, you know a boy gotta eat. I'm a wolf, motherfucker, and I see you frightened. Faggot Bruce, motherfucker, rise up the light, yeah. My game is legendary throughout the Golden State. Whether you thug or fairy, Bruce gon' penetrate. Clocking cheese, robbing drug dealers blind. No gang affiliation, just one man on the grind. No ranger, stick up kid, robbing the hood. Take the cash and crack the ass from Oak Town to Hollywood. Barry Bonds and swing the big stick. Come on, dance for daddy, go swine. Colorblind, bitch, I love all types of brothers. Mexicans, blacks, whites, and Asian motherfuckers. A wide selection for the stretching. When it's time for flex and cock a weapon. But for one dude, I sacrifice it all. Leave the streets for good, become his baby doll. Rub his shoulders down, cuddle close at night. I want you bad dog, take me Wesley Snipes. I know it's rough being up on a federal charge. Thought of you behind bars, making my joint get large. When you get out, you see me right here waiting. Smoking dust, watching blades, steady masturbating. I'm the turd tickler, I'm the turd tickler. I'm the turd tickler.
Hey, you want to talk about a letter from Lorenzo?
Yeah.
Well, I'm looking at, well, I'm pulling up the email.
Letters from Lorenzo.
There's that theme song that'll change every time.
We got letters from
letters from Lorenzo, man. Gimme, gimme, gimme. Give me some more letters, Lorenzo.
All right, so I asked, Lorenzo is, he's 20, all right?
Our fan base is getting older.
Our fan base, you know what? I'm loving it. So I asked him, hey, man, what are 20-year-olds into? Because we're very detached. We have no idea what anyone...
I mean, I'm 28.
I'm 30. I'll be 31 this year. Me and Nick have no reference for what most people of the age of 17 or 25 are into. All I know is that everything they love makes me
mad. Dude, I don't know what people my age are into.
Gay.
I can't tell you how many times the people at work have been like, yeah, blah, 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 is really immature. But then again, they're only 28, 27. I'm like, I'm 28. And they're like, well, you act like you're 40.
Yeah, Wes asked me what you were up to and went to the shop, and I was like, I don't know, fucking, I think he's like late 20s going on early 50s. I don't know what he's doing. Like he's staying I said he's busy getting old. Because it was like 10:30.
Being cool, busy getting old.
It was like 10:30 at night, and I was hanging out at the shop, and I never hang out that late. And Shelby's like, what's Nick up to? And I was like, I don't know. He's fucking busy getting old. He's like, you should call him. I was like, he's in bed. Because it was, and I was like, and normally I am too.
What time was it?
It was 10:30 on Saturday. All right. So we asked Lorenzo to give us some reference on what 20-year-olds are into nowadays. Or what a very specific 20-year-old in the Philippines is into.
What are 20-year-olds from the Philippines living in New Zealand into these days?
They are
days?
Big fans of Old Crow Medicine Show, Darius Rucker, Luke Bryan, Eric Church, and Dierks Bentley.
Hold on, back up.
Yep.
Back it up.
Back it up right now.
So Old Crow Medicine Show.
Yep.
I can get into that.
Yeah.
Rock me mama like a wagon wheel.
And then Darius Rucker got big, also singing that song. So as far as I know, the only country song that came out in 2013 was Rock Me Mama, and 30 other people took their turn fucking singing.
And then what else? Darius Rucker.
Yep.
So Hootie.
Hootie. Luke Bryan. Why don't you just turn that TV off?
Yeah. 316. He's like,
that dude's dick is on his, is near his feet. That guy's got a fucking
guy. His legs are made of balls.
He could win in a rodeo because he could wear his jeans, throw his dick out and strangle the bull. Like, he is fucking, that dude's voice is so deep.
The lowest note he can make is the brown noise. Shit, I forgot what I was going to say.
Well, he also likes Eric Church. I don't know who that is.
I think it's a country singer, too.
I would assume so, given the trend. And Dierks Bentley.
Dierks Bentley is a country band.
And he also likes Brooks and Dunn.
Brooks and Dunn is a country band.
Fucking boot scootin' boogie.
I think
get
Brooks,
down, turn around, go to town. Come on, baby, let's go. Let's go.
Brooks and Dunn is Dunn, aren't they?
It ain't Brooks and Dunn without Ronnie Dunn. Don't you watch Squidbillies?
No, I don't know. I mean, not
dude, I should send him that poster my dad gave me. With the that's autographed by fucking Ronnie Dunn.
Oh yeah.
Oh man, I'm going to. If I can find it and your listener learns, I'm gonna send you that fucking poster. I have to find it though, so no promises.
So New Zealanders are into country music, huh?
He is specifically,
but is that a thing?
Fucking let us know, Nikki.
Yeah, let us
Lorenzo,
know.
Let us know.
Because I know that like country music is really popular all over.
It's the only music genre that did not suffer in the recession of music purchasing.
Really?
Yep.
I believe that.
Yep. Let's see, right here, he also...
But see, I like some country music.
I know you do. I hate it all. I do not care for it.
Check out Sturgill Simpson.
I tried.
That rocks.
I did. I went, nope, not for me. The closest I'll get to country is the Avett Brothers. I don't even think that counts.
No.
It doesn't?
No.
What are they then?
It's like folk.
Ugh, I don't like folk music. I don't like the Avett Brothers anymore.
Folk music is like everything. I mean, that's a shit ton of stuff.
Yeah, I think it's shit.
But it's like throwback folky stuff.
I remember they
I like that stuff.
Coldplay at the shop.
I think they were
the
same record label with like Radical Face and...
Dude, Radical Face is fucking fun, but it is sad music.
I really like Radical Face.
I want to play Welcome Home on this episode.
Welcome home.
Remember we watched that movie? Oh, what was it? The Vicious Kind?
Yes.
And we watched that and me and you both were like, this movie's fucking intense. And then that song kicks in and we were like, this movie is fucking intense.
It was good.
I don't want to ruin it, but if you like, that movie will make you fucking hate that guy. What's his name?
He was a cock.
Whoever it's the guy from fucking Parks and Rec.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Is
it Adam something?
Yeah.
Ooh, I can't think of it. Anyway, watch the movie The Vicious Kind. It's really fucking good, and the soundtrack's really good too.
Yeah. It had Brittany Snow.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I asked. I also asked him, "Hey, man,
she gets dicked in that
don't
movie.
Don't stop it if you can't.
That's
tell.
It just says that she gets dicked. That's
okay.
All.
Okay. Everybody don't tell who does Dickens. I asked him, "Hey, man, when I was your age, the crushes were different than they are now. What are some girls that 20-year-olds are crushing on?"
Oh.
He said Daisy Ridley and Emma Watson.
Who?
Are babes.
I know who Emma Watson is.
Well, personally, I think Daisy Ridley and Emma Watson are babes. Not sure about the other Hollywood celebs. Most girls I liked were Filipino celebrities. Ha ha.
Who's Daisy Ridley?
Daisy Ridley? Come on, man. You seriously?
Yeah.
You don't know?
No.
It's Rey from Star Wars.
Who?
Rey from Star Wars.
I still haven't seen it.
Ooh. Oof. Well, this show's over.
Show me a pic.
Look at you have the tablet in front of you?
No.
Oh, you don't? You moved it?
Paper.
All right. Daisy, I'll show you in a second. She's
this
really
isn't
hot.
A tablet. This is a piece of paper.
That's old school tablet.
That's an old school tablet.
How did Moses get the commandments on tablet?
Mm-mm.
Not the same thing?
This is somebody that's...
You're going to shut down that bit before it goes any faster?
He's such an older... No, this is the guy who's such an old earther that he doesn't even believe... He thinks the Bible is a conspiracy theory.
You don't have to be an older... You don't have to be an old earther for that, Nick. That's...
But you know what I mean? Like, he went so far, like, so far right that he's like, I don't believe that Bible shit.
You know how sometimes Doughboy will fucking drop a nugget of humor that is just fucking killer, mm-hmm. and it kind of goes past all the dumb things he says every now and then? And by dumb, I mean, like, mean things he says. He called people getting script tattoos, he called it Bible tribal.
Like, that's awesome.
I had never heard that before.
That's hilarious.
I don't know if he's the originator of that, but he said that, and I fucking laughed my ass off. Bible. Just like he called Celtic knotwork Irish tribal one day, and that made me laugh, too.
That's funny.
So I asked him, because he's obviously, Lorenzo is way smarter than his podcast choices make him out to be. And I asked him what he'd been up to for school. And this is pretty huge. He says, well, as of right now, I plan on pursuing this degree, at least a master's, then planning on studying marine viruses over in Antarctica.
Sweet.
Just a passion that went to the extreme, I suppose. Haha. My end goal is to teach back in the old university back home, but not before I enjoy myself a little. I'm planning trips here and there after I graduate in hopes of getting grants. That's fucking crazy.
That's awesome.
Yeah, dude.
How did he get into that?
I don't really know. I think I'm assuming he got really good grades in school.
Yeah, I mean, but how did you get interested in marine viruses? I didn't even know. I guess I never thought about it. I didn't even know marine viruses existed.
Let's see. I'm looking at, I asked him what he'd been up to in between writing the last couple letters. And he said, I was preparing for a university expedition. I'm going to be studying some fat flightless parrots and some flat... I'm going to be studying some fat, flightless parrots in a few weeks. I went on to buy some gear and to survive 7 days in the wild. Wish me luck.
Oh, so New Zealand has a lot of flightless birds, right?
Yeah. Look at this cute little fucker.
Oh, look at that guy.
He's out there studying that, man. I don't even know what kind of bird that is. I'm sure I could reverse search it. Oh, actually, I can. He put a link on there. All right, well. It's a kakapo.
A kakapo.
K-A-K-A-P-O. Kakapo.
A kakapo.
It's a kakapo bird.
That's awesome.
That's fucking crazy, man. Lorenzo is fucking killing it. You know who else is killing it?
Who?
Lucas.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that. Lucas.
What happened?
On a road trip. I'm not going to say he found out what the downstairs tastes like, but I think he might have found out what the downstairs tastes like. That's such an aside. It is so fucking crude. I should not have said that. I'm not going to take it out, though. A lot of people, this episode got posted, the episode you guys heard last week, about the fucking road trip that went crazy, it got posted, and he didn't go on a road trip for a fucking week. So if you follow the Twitter chain, there is like 7 days of people talking about that episode, and Lucas not being able to know what they were fucking talking about. Yeah, he didn't go on so we posted on Tuesday, he didn't go on the road trip till the following weekend. Mm-hmm. So he sends a real quick photo of like them in the front, hit them in the car, and she's in the front seat. And people were like, she's got to sit in the back seat. Put her in the back seat. Like, for the sake of the joke, get her in the back seat.
That's hilarious.
Well, so she listened to the radio. She listened to the show with him.
Yeah.
Which to me is just like, that's fucking ballsy.
That is really ballsy.
To be like, hey, lady I'm very interested in that I enjoy having as company.
These weirdos in Kentucky.
Yeah. How about I really test your limits? Like, little did he know that we were going to joke about murdering his date on the podcast. That's fucking crazy, man. We're bringing people together.
Making love.
We're making
love happen.
We hate everything so that we can help you make love to everything. Put that on a fucking t-shirt, you idiots. All right, so here's the text message train was just kind of like, he mentioned, you know, she listened to the show, she really had a good time. And then I asked, did you kill her? And he went, no, she isn't dead. And I said, are you mad about it? And he went, no, she laughed her ass off, especially all the whispering about Bad Boys. The entire weekend she'd whisper to me, do you like Bad Boys? And I was like, girl, that's a question for you, not me. We know I love Bad Boys. And then he said that he had a great weekend, and she really enjoyed every time that you got mopey.
Me?
Yeah.
When do I get mopey?
I don't remember getting mopey on that episode, but he said that she did keep referencing Lanky Nathan throughout their trip. So I'm just kind of like, man, that's so fucking cool.
Through being cool.
Come listen to Coffee Alt Delete instead. www.coffeealtdelete.com.
But I mean, well, I think we'd want to go out and kind of like see some shit too.
I just want to see Space Jesus.
And so, yeah, I mean, we could do like 3-4 days.
I just want to see Space Jesus.
I don't know what that is.
They in the Mormon thing. They have like a fucking museum, and they have like Jesus. Like, you've never seen Space Jesus? The what?
The temple?
That's a loose term.
I've been to a Mormon temple before.
How?
It was in Hawaii.
Don't you have to be like in the group?
Okay, so it was the not the temple, but whatever it's called. Not the one that you have to be in to get in, but the. Wait, yeah, no, we did. We did. We went into the main entrance of the temple. It was at whatever the Mormon University in. Hawaii. It was kind of cool.
Space Jesus.
Oh, okay. That's super cool.
Is it?
Yeah. It's like, looks like a fucking Mastodon album.
It looks like it does. It looks like the goddamn Death Star is over here in the corner. Look at that thing.
That is.
That's no moon.
Isn't the moon a thing?
What do you mean?
Isn't in Mormons?
Oh, keep going.
Please help us, guys.
No.
I think in Mormonism.
I
want to
hear, I think, I definitely want to know. All right, no more talking about what we just talked about, because I don't do any, okay. I don't do any extra editing.
In Mormonism, I think the moon is a thing, isn't it? Isn't there something about the moon, something like mystical?
I like how Nick's asking me questions, and I'm Googling exactly how the question comes out. When people watch me at work Google things, they get fucking furious at me. Because I will Google it exactly how you just said it. In Mormon, is the moon a thing? So I'm going to type in Mormon, is the moon a thing?
I think it's like magic, like it's full of cheese or something.
I don't think the Mormons are into magic.
Buddy, that's
where early Mormon leaders on the inhabitants of the sun and moon. The inhabitants of the moon are more of a uniform size than the inhabitants of Earth. Being around 6 feet in height, they dress very much like the Quaker style. Okay, because when you're on the moon, you have a reference for what the fucking Quaker is. Right there, we're done with this. Right there, I don't give a shit anymore. The Quaker and are quite general in style or the one fashion of dress. They live to be very old, coming generally near a thousand years. This is a description of them given by Joseph the Seer. You know, the guy with the fucking golden glasses or whatever. and he could see whatever he asked the Father in the name of Jesus to see. So not only, oh my God damn it, Nick, you found a way to make me talk about religion. The fucking, you're on Earth and you go to the moon, you're like, there's people up there dressed like Quaker Oat Man. Like, just fucking stop it. How'd they get there? Now I want to know that. Oh, look what you did.
G-O-D, man. Capital G-O-D.
Astronomers and philosophers have from time almost in memoriam until very recently asserted that the moon was uninhabited, that it had no atmosphere, etc. But recent discoveries through the means of powerful telescopes have given scientists a doubt or two upon the old theory. Nearly all the great discoveries of men in the last half century have, in one way or another, either directly or indirectly, that right there is not an argument. You don't get to say directly or indirectly because that means nothing. Contributed to prove Joseph Smith to be a prophet. Let's run that again. Nearly all the great discoveries of men in the last half century have, in one way or another, either directly or indirectly, contributed to prove Joseph Smith to be a prophet.
I
need to read it a third time? Let's read it again. See if you can decipher this word puzzle. Nearly all the great discoveries, almost none, but maybe some, discoveries of men in the last half century have, in one way or another, maybe not, you don't know, either directly or indirectly, or not at all, contributed to the proof, to prove Joseph Smith to be a prophet. That sentence makes no fucking sense. I maybe one time didn't yes fart. I did not. I did maybe one time fart yes not no. What the fuck? You got me all riled up again,
Nick. Don't break my chair.
I'm going to break your chair. I'm going to break it over your back.
Don't you break that chair.
Speaking of fucking breaking chairs, that fucking Kicked Out of Two podcast, they're getting like fucking 800 downloads.
What's that?
That Kick Out at 2 podcast. My friend Chris's podcast. Yeah? That wrestling podcast.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's good for them. Fucking how the hell they do that? I don't fucking... Well, they interview like wrestlers. Like they have a theme.
Yeah.
That's like, it's a wrestling show. And they interview wrestlers. They go to like wrestling convent. They go to like wrestling theme. Matches. So we have to find another guy who wants to talk about his dick. That's what we've got to do. Hey, we got listeners who like people like, I'd really like to be on the show maybe. Okay, hey Sam, come on this show and tell us your hooker story. Tell us your accidental hooker date story.
Yeah.
That's actually a good idea.
That's a great idea.
I was making fun of it. That's actually a really good idea.
No, I think I'd totally be down for
I want to get Cole
people.
On here, and I want to do a series with him where he talks about all his failures with women.
Ooh.
Like all the, I don't want any names, yeah. But I want him to, because they're just so fucking his fault. Like they're all so much his fault. And like he plays it off like he doesn't care. To the point now where I don't think he does, but like back when he would tell us these stories and we would rag on him, I could tell that he got kind of pissed off. But I think the decade that has passed between him now and him when that shit was going on.
Oh my God, has it been a decade?
Dude, I've lived in Bowling Green 10 years in October.
Holy shit.
Yeah, it'll be 11 years coming up.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Fuck that. What am I doing? I graduate and then I'm fucking gone. Ain't none of y'all ever going to see my face again.
Where are you going?
I don't know yet. Probably the grave. I'm gonna walk across that stage. Patrick, come get your diploma. Fucking really fuck up a whole arena of people.
Dude, you can't go just yet.
I can't kill myself just yet?
No, we gotta finish the show.
Oh, we have to finish the show? I'm not gonna kill myself mid-show. That seems rude.
We gotta record. We gotta do another 10 years.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I farted. My bad. Yeah, I graduate in like 12 days.
What are you going to do?
I don't know. I had a panic attack last night thinking about it. I missed class today because I woke up to go to class. All my projects that are due, like I finished already. And because I have this weird motivation of like, this is the last time I'll have to do this. So when I finished them, I was like, fuck it.
Yeah.
Like they're all done half-assed. Like I don't care. But then right before I had to go give my last presentation in class, I started having a panic attack. Not because I had to give a presentation. I really don't care about that shit. But because it was my last one, I was like, this is the last one, and I don't have a next plan. And then I sat in my living room going like, and I felt like my chest was getting pushed in from both sides. So you know what I did? I went and took a bath.
That works.
Yep. And then I relaxed myself, and then I went into my bedroom, and I laid face down, took a nap, woke up with a boner, had a jack off, made a cum. Went to work.
You know what? A good thing to do, a thing that can help, is sticking your face in ice water.
Where am I going to get ice water from?
from you get ice from the freezer,
right?
And you get water from the sink. Yeah, but, or just cold water.
But ice is water.
Yeah.
So I should just get...
You mix them.
But then wouldn't the ice just become water?
Eventually.
Again?
If you're patient.
So I have to wade this out.
Really cold water.
Have you ever done it?
Yeah. On your face. It's something that... at the psych hospital.
It's something Bridget does when something I get out of line. And she says, stop panicking. Stop panicking.
She holds my head down in ice water.
Oh, that would fucking suck, dude.
No, but it's something that they teach the kids at the psych hospital. It does something to your brain and it switches it. It releases like dopamine or something in your brain. Helps you calm down.
Dylan, confirm that. He's going to school to be a doctor.
Doctor school.
He's going to doctor school. We're not talking about that. No, I can't talk about that because I know that guy listens. And I don't want to seem mean. You hear me? I'm not trying to seem mean. But if you're going to tell me that you go to doctor school to be a doctor, I'm going to talk about it to people. Because we both know after the discussion we had recently about that, that sounded dumb as fuck. I'm trying to think, man. Like, I had a girl sneeze in my pocket.
Let's hear it.
All right. So, oh! That story requires a previous story.
Okay.
I haven't seen Nick in 2 weeks. My overnight bag to... Fucking don't go to smirk at me. I have to finish school so that I can be a big boy like you.
Yeah.
So my overnight bag is my book bag for class. I just throw like shirts and pants in when I go to Emily's house. And also, on this occasion, condoms. Where are you going? Okay. I'll wait a second. Keep going. No, I need to wait a second. Nick's fixing the thermostat because he's so hot because he's wearing workout pants to record in. Nick's got Sinbad windbreaker. Have you lost weight?
A little bit.
You're looking trim. Face looks thinner. Still round as shit, but it's thinner. It's a thinner circle. Don't get me wrong. That noggin is still huge. It just takes up less mass this way.
Yeah, I've been running a lot and I've been lifting again since. Wes has kind of got me interested in exercising again.
Sauna endurance challenges?
After talking about it. And so, no, I haven't been doing sauna. Not regularly.
Oh, shit. Are you going to try to be an ultra runner?
No, I don't think I can. I'm the only runner that's ever been built like me is fucking Prefontaine.
Hey, Wes. Wide. Nick doesn't think he can keep up with you. You should prove him wrong.
I've got problems.
Dude, I think Wes would be a good / worst guy to work out with.
I've got shitty like problems with my feet. Like if I run,
yeah, you got shitty feet, man.
My feet, I really do. I'm
fall. Your flat foot.
Whatever the opposite of pigeon toed is, and yeah, I've got fallen arches.
Eagle foot.
Old eagle foot.
Nick. Yeah, nickel. The opposite of pigeon toed is eagle foot.
But I've got like I just my form sucks. I just don't think I can run. Maybe it's just my form sucks, but.
Wes could fucking teach you how to run. I don't know if that's a thing. I'm sure that's a fucking thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, if you've got shitty form, your feet are going to hurt.
Well, if you have shitty feet, what are you going to do? You got to get new feet.
Get robot feet.
You jest. I would love for you to get Terminator toes. I would love that.
Like, I have been running, but only, so like I run.
But do you run on the treadmill or do you run around here?
Run on the treadmill.
I can't, the fucking knees, man.
So, here, I'll tell you what I do. I run,
We'll get to the sneeze in a pocket story.
Every day I run 200 calories.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So for some reason I just set that as my limit.
That's fine.
So I've been following it. So I'll walk 3.5 miles per hour.
Do you change the speed when you run?
Yeah.
Okay.
I walk 3.5 miles an hour until I get to 10 calories. And then I'll run 7.7 miles an hour until I get to 50.
Right.
And then walk for 10, then to 100, 7.7 miles an hour until I get to 200.
Okay.
I've slowly been increasing my speed because I don't have a lot of time to like be running and stuff because I work 12 to 14 hours a day.
Right.
And so anyway, I've been slowly increasing the speed. So it went from like, took me like 25 minutes to do 200 calories to now it takes me like 17 minutes.
Would you even pay attention to mileage, or you just go for calories burned?
I just go for calories. I don't know why. It's arbitrary. Well, eventually, I mean, it's something.
I don't know math, but like if you increase the speed, then it would take you less time to do it.
Right.
If you maintain that speed, right?
Right.
So once you just set it to like 1,000 miles an hour.
I don't know why I didn't think about that.
Yeah, man. You fucking...
God, you're a fucking genius.
Yeah, dude. That's why, like, you make it, like, real heavy and you lift it once. You don't make it light and lift it, like, 10 times.
So I've been reading about that.
I was joking.
I know you're joking.
I was kind of joking because, like, I've done my research and I realized that if you're trying to build lean muscle, it's lightweight, high rep, mm-hmm. or you do suicides where you do heavy, twice as much light, 3 times as much lighter. Like, you do, it's pretty much, to lean muscle is endurance training. Whereas, like, if you're trying to put on mass, it's just like, how heavy can you get? How many times can you lift it?
Yeah.
That's fucking nuts. I can't do that, man.
But
too sore.
There's this
working out with, do you know about Nick and Pat?
Do you know about, I forget what it's called, isokinetics? Maybe?
No.
Iso.
I work with a dude who goes to a gym where all they do is put rocks in different size baskets.
Yeah.
They're different heights. So you pick up this heavy rock, you put it on the first step. You take it down, put it on the ground. You pick it up, put it on the next step. You put it on the ground.
That sounds like jail.
Yeah, I asked him, I was like, well, do you live in Bedrock?
Do you go to jail?
He's like, no. And I was like, then why do you work out like Fred Flintstone would?
But this, so what I've been reading about, I can't remember what it's called, but it's, what you look at is time under stress. Does that make sense?
I'm listening.
So I can go into the gym, eat, not bragging or anything,
but I can, you should have seen the fucking look he unintentionally.
That was a joke. No,
oh, okay.
That was
I didn't know
joke.
If you were like, I face. Can fucking do all of it.
But, no, I mean, I can go into the gym easy and throw up like 8, cause I do dumbbells. I don't do barbells, but I can go in and throw up like 85, 90 pound dumbbells and like do like 3 sets of 10.
Right.
No problem. But if I go in there and I throw up like 65s,
yeah,
dude, I can, and I take 4 seconds to get to the top.
Yeah.
Hold 2 seconds, 4 seconds to come back down.
You can only do like 6. Yeah. Yeah. That shit's
crazy.
I was trying
to. So what you're looking at is the amount of time that you're in, because whenever you're building muscle, you're making micro tears in the muscle fibers, right?
And all this shit I learned from Nick 3 years ago, and I was like, fucking whatever, lame. And then I started realizing that, oh, this is cheaper than a therapist. So I just started going to the gym and listening to Nick tell me how to be better at the gym.
And
listen, he knows what he's talking about. Like, we're not fucking around. Like, he knows. I don't.
So it increases your, so if you increase your time under, so this is a different way of looking at it. I haven't gotten real deep on into it, and whether or not maybe it's complete bullshit, but I've been,
No, that's where I come in.
So
that's my game. You let me handle that.
I've been trying to increase the time. I've been lowering my weight, watching my form, and increasing my time under stress.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't really know if I'm making gains because I'm not really tracking it, but, I have noticed that, like, I'm getting, like, when I leave, like, I've got a pump like I got, like, when I was, like, 20.
Yeah.
Like, I'm, like I feel,
you
like,
know who
jacked.
Knows this shit? Lance knows this shit.
Yeah.
Lance, fucking listen to this episode and let us know if we're on the right track. See, I go, and I just do mostly just, I find, like, a push. I'll do different routines, different machines, because my form sucks, and I go by myself. And then I've just started increasing my cardio, and that helps me lose weight. Because if I just always am lifting, I'm going to gain weight. At the rate I go. So I'm trying to get lifting at a weight that I like and then doing cardio so I can maintain. That's all I'm worried about. I don't want to have to, what was it I always said? I don't want to have to buy bigger clothes. I don't have to buy bigger clothes or smaller clothes. Yeah. I have a shit ton of mediums. I want to stay there. So, I mean, there was like a summer ago.
It's good for you though.
Well, there was like that summer ago where like, I looked stupid. Emily's like, your chest looks fucking dumb.
When you're getting big?
Yeah, and I was like, I can't do this. I need to cut back. So I just started doing lighter weights but more reps and then kicking up the cardio, and I was able to, like, I don't know, lean up, I guess?
Yeah.
We sound so fucking
just
idiots.
Be careful. So the guy that I was listening to the interview with that was talking about this time under stress stuff, he's like 60, and the guy looks like, I mean, he looks like he's like 25.
How much pussy you think that guy gets?
Pussy.
Ooh, it'd been 30 seconds since we had said pussy, so I brought it back. Rebecca's making the face.
I can't remember the guy's name, but
he's like, pussy. Pussy. Ack, ack, ack.
Shit.
She was probably like, oh, I'm so glad they're not talking about cum anymore.
But anyway, this guy was talking about how whenever you start, you know, You can do stuff like that when you're young, but when you start getting older, it starts to wear on your joints.
That's why I can't run on the treadmill, dude. My knees are shit.
Yeah. Yours probably.
I can do the elliptical for as long as I can, and I can ride the bike for fucking ever. But like on treadmill,
leg cramps and stuff.
Not
like
so much.
Even still,
my shin splints will fucking act up, and when the weather gets either real hot or real cold real quick, my knees are fucking pretty much locked in position.
Really,
like it sucks. But that's also because I played competitive sports through puberty, which is really bad for you.
Yeah,
yeah. That's like when I went in to the doctor and he did that X-ray of my back, and he's like, "Yeah, you have the same amount of arthritis as like most 60-year-olds."
Jesus.
And I was like, "How much is that?" And he goes, "A lot." And I was like, "Oh, is that a clinical measurement?" "A lot. I have a lot of arthritis. Do I have a cup of arthritis? What are you getting at?" And then he's like, "Well, you just have more than you should." And I was like, "Oh, more than I should." And people who come in here are more sick than they should be. And he was just kind of like, he started laughing. I was like, "You're bad at this, man. Like, you're a bad doctor. I could do your job. Are you sicker than you were the other day?" "Yeah, you're probably sick." "Fucking idiot doctor. Paid $300 for that.
Picked a shitty doctor school."
All right, so you want to hear the shitty pocket story?
Yeah, yes. Right, so, tell me about somebody sneezing in your pocket.
Well, before that, all right, this is back to the overnight bag that we were talking about earlier before we got sidetracked with all our fucking sweet muscle talk.
Yeah, muscle talk with Nick and Pat.
I had my bag that I took to Emily's house to like, change of clothes, and I had some condoms in it because unlike fart night, some nights are fuck night. And Rebecca just went, "Pussy!" I want that to be a meme. I'm going to take the picture she posted of her looking strange and just write the word "pussy" like with a question mark. If she'll let me. I don't want to fucking just start. I don't want to just start putting a picture of her out with the word.
I want to see that picture. See that picture.
I don't want to just start putting the word "pussy" on top of girls' faces and sending it out to the internet. All right. So anyway, I got my bag, right? And it's on the desk. And the desk at Western are kind of sloped to accommodate nothing, just so shit can roll down. And accidentally, what happened is I put the bag on there, and like my book slid out into my chair, my ink pen slid out into my chair, and then a box of condoms slide out into the chair, and then the three condoms that were in the box fall on the floor. And the girl next to me goes,
"Pussy!"
She's like, "There's three condoms on the floor," and she just looks at me. She goes, "Awkward," and I go, "Not if you have three wieners." You know what she said?
What?
Not a goddamn thing. Not a chuckle. Not a laugh. Not even a follow-up question. She just said fucking nothing. She said nothing at all.
Pussy!
That face.
That's awesome.
Yeah, she said absolutely like nothing at all. Nothing. Not a fucking word. And I'm just like, fucking whatever, that was fine. So I'm putting all my shit back, and then,
not if you have three wieners.
And like, the next day, or the next time we had class, like, I put my stuff down there and grab my phone, because I don't like sitting in class before class starts, because the teacher wants to talk to me, and I'm like, I ain't trying to have that. So...
What class?
France.
Oh.
So...
Oui.
Oui. So...
Do you think your name is Marcus or something?
I think it was Darius.
Darius.
Darius. So, I put my shit down, and then, What? What are you saying?
Darius.
What about it?
In your last name.
Oh, shit.
It's alliterative.
It is alliterative. So I grab my stuff, put it down, grab my phone, I'm walking by, and I'm putting my phone in my pocket. So my hand is like halfway in my pocket. And as I pull my hand out, my pocket's still open a little bit, right?
Oh, no. You don't have a full condom in there, dude.
No, fuck you. But it's I'm glad you mentioned that. Like, I pull my hand out just enough to keep the pocket open just a little bit. So I pull my hand out. She turns and sneezes right into my fucking pocket.
What?
Like, so much so that, like, I don't say anything. She doesn't say anything.
Dude, you know what it was? She was trying to get a look at one of your three wieners.
But when I pulled my phone out, fucking snot all down the front of my fucking phone. There's fucking boogers and this girl's fucking nose candy all over the fucking front of my phone. So what do? I'm going to go to the bathroom to clean my phone off, right? I got this fucking booger mobile device, and I walk into the bathroom. And you remember the bathrooms in FAC, how when you open the door, you're looking directly into a stall? Remember that?
Yeah.
All right, so I open up the door, straight into a stall. There's a guy just, his back to the door, tall, fucking like at least 6'5", just standing over the toilet, staring into it. What? Right? Just this tall guy with an. He was really tall, but his book bag was real small for his body.
His back was to you?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so he's got the door open still. So I'm like, what's this? I guess he's just pissing. Because he's standing like somebody does and they're peeing.
I guess he's just pissing.
I guess this boy's just taking him a piss.
Have you a piss, boo-boo?
So I walk over to the urinal, and the urinal's next on the other side of the stall wall. So the stall wall, me and the urinal. And I'm like, I got to piss. I got to clean this booger phone off. So I put the phone in the rack by the when you walk into the bathroom. You still have to take your book bags in there. So I put my phone in the rack, which is probably stupid now that I think about it.
Your booger phone?
Yeah, I shouldn't have put my booger phone down. But if someone stole
it, you should have peed on it to clean your boogers off.
But if someone steals my booger phone, puts it to their face, they got a face full of boogers, joke's on them. So
booger prank.
I put... Unintentional booger face.
Booger break.
So I put my booger phone on top of the rack and I go to fucking piss. And this guy's in the stall, back to me, small book bag, just staring at his own dick in front of the toilet.
Is his dick out?
I'm assuming. Well, I'll get to that. So I'm taking a pee pee in the urinal. You got the stall wall.
Was it shaped like a shovel?
I didn't see my fucking dick.
No, his dick.
I didn't see it. So you got the stall wall, me to the right, taking a piss, him on the other side of the stall wall, staring at the toilet bowl.
Mm-hmm.
I just hear, oh. Oh. And I'm like, oh, this fucking guy had a rough night. He's going to puke. And he goes, oh, and he pukes, right?
Standing
he's
up?
He's real tall.
Bad move.
So he starts puking, and he doesn't lean. I guess he doesn't lean down because I don't see his. All I see is, like, all this fucking vomit. I hear it, like, and I hear some of it hit the water, but most of it hit the floor. And I go, oh, man. Like, I just react like, oh, man, you all right? And then I.
That's grosser than my three dicks.
It's really hard to stay hard with these three fucking wieners and you fucking puking all over the place. So I tuck my three dicks back into my shorts. And when I look down to make sure I didn't zip up any of my three wieners,
no.
My shoe covered in this dude's fucking puke.
Ugh.
So I've got booger. I've got a pocket full of snot. I got a booger phone and I got shoes covered in vomit.
Oh my God.
Luckily, watery vomit. Like, so I can tell that this guy just fucking real drunk.
Yeah.
Or still hungover or whatever. And I look down at my shoe and I'm like, what the fuck, dude? And all I hear on the other side is, I'm so fucking sorry. And it sounded so genuine. I was like, you know what, man? Don't even worry about it. He's like, do I get it on you? I was like, yeah, man, fucking take a look at this. And I shit my
Would
foot.
You fuck me?
And I put my foot underneath the stall. And I'm like, yeah, dude. And like, I wiggle my foot. And he goes, oh, man.
It was Pete Holmes.
Might as well have been. So I go to the sink. I got my booger phone. And I've got my shoe. God, I got my man. Booger phone in one hand. My vomit shoe in the other. So I'm standing in the men's bathroom with one shoe on. Right? And this guy just fucking leaves the bathroom.
He didn't wash your shoe off for you?
No, he's like, oh, sorry. It looks at me and leaves. And I was like, all right, man, no big deal. But he doesn't wash his hands or his mouth out or anything. So I assume this guy's just going to have a bad day. I'm not going to address it. My fucking teacher walks in the bathroom. All right, my French teacher walks in the bathroom. All he sees is this stall half full of vomit, me holding a shoe covered in puke. He thinks I fucking puked all in the stall. Because he's like, hey, do you need help cleaning that up? And I was like, it's not... it wasn't me. Think about what I'm doing at that point, Nick. I'm holding a shoe covered in vomit, my booger phone, and I'm standing in a bathroom with one shoe on. And I look at this grown man, and I'm like, it wasn't me. That's not my vomit.
You're a grown man now.
And I'm holding...
Somebody puked on my shoe.
And man. I'm holding it, and he's just kind of like... Kind of gave me the look like a parent gives you when, like, it's not you. And I goes, no, this dude, you just, the guy in the hat that passed out, you passed by, that's all him. This is his puke on my shoe. And he was just kind of like, oh, do you want to help me clean it up? And I went, no. It's exactly what it is. Like, no way, man. I was like, I'm not cleaning up.
You make a habit of cleaning up other people's puke.
I was like, I'm not cleaning up someone's puke. And he goes, oh, no. And for some reason at all, I go, I got this booger phone to take care of. And he cuts his eyes at me like, I was like, you know that girl sits in front of me, she's real quiet.
What the fuck is wrong with Darius?
It's like, that's a callback to the teacher thought my name was Darius for like 3 weeks. He's like, kind of gives a look of like, and then in my mind, I'm thinking, this guy must not really have to piss or shit, because he's trying to fucking tell me how to clean a bathroom. And he's like, you're having a day. And then he just goes into the stall. And I hear him unbuckle his pants. He starts shitting
Oh no, what, your he doesn't wait for you to clean your shoe?
No, so I'm cleaning my shoe off in the sink of the bathroom, booger phone in one hand, pukey shoe in the other, and my teacher fucking lighting up the bathroom. Jesus.
This is your last day?
And no, this is my last day of like actual classes. So in my mind, I just think like my French teacher, fucking, that's just what French people do.
All is he I learned, French?
Yeah, he's a French guy. Okay. All I learned is that French people are weird.
Oh, you're having a day.
And he's like, you're having a bad day.
And then you didn't hear him, but he goes, it's about to get a lot worse.
So I have to deal with like all the body fluids but pee. Like my
butt
day,
pee.
Butt pee. Oh, he butt peed. Yeah, he just starts fucking like there's no sound, but it was bad.
It was bad?
It was fucking.
Just smelled like snails and frogs.
Smelled like the water out of the pond. Just, dude, that was a fucking, and all that happened before 10 o'clock in the morning.
Sweet.
No, it was a fucking Wednesday to be, it was a Wednesday to be had.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're at an hour 15, the normal time that we're going to keep it to, because we add music and commercials for other podcasts. Nick, what are those other podcasts?
KWW.
Yup. Kinky Wet Kinky Wild. Wet
Wild.
With West New Haircut Carter. Nick, don't talk about his haircut. And Kenny, I'm not saying Kenny's last name. I don't think everybody knows it.
I don't think he knows it.
I don't think he knows it. What else do we have? We got Big Shiny Podcast.
Big Shiny Podcast.
I'm trying to think.
Laser Brain.
It's coming. You guys joke. I've set some things in motion. Laser Brain's going to happen. The Laser Brain reissues, they're going down.
Yeah.
I'm waiting on Jared to bring me a flash drive. He's got awesome. All of them.
Big Shiny Podcast.
Big Shiny Hello Podcast. Sweetie. Hello Sweetie. Oh, yeah. Hello Sweetie Podcast. Pussy!
Two shots with Nick.
Yep. Coffee All Delete with Lance, and Tom. I think, Lucas, I'm glad we were able to help you on your road trip.
Coffee All Delete with Lance and Tom.
Nick's, if you guys need, Nick can write you guys.
I can write you jingles.
Yeah.
Real quick.
I know that all you podcasts out there are like, we've got to use theme music. Don't.
No.
Fucking talk
just
to
I'll
Nick.
Do it.
Let Nick just mouth the theme song for it. All right, so if Nick needed a song for Two Shots, what would you do?
Two Shots with Nick.
Golden. What the fuck are you guys waiting on? It's got a somber tones of Nick. All right, let's do another one. Big Shiny Podcast. What would that song sound like?
You gotta give me some time on that.
No. It's a robot, and he's big and he's shiny, and it's a podcast about like comic books and stuff.
Okay.
What would the song sound like?
Big Shiny Podcast.
The fuck are you guys doing with your lives?
Fucking hello, sweetie.
That's what they say on their show.
Is it?
Yeah, it's exactly what they say on the show when it starts out.
Really?
Yeah, that's like their thing.
I haven't listened to
pussy!
In a while.
It's me and Nick try to get like catchphrases to like start up and catch on. Like, so we say things over and over again and they don't ever catch on. And that's funny to
us. I think we've gotten some things catching on.
Yeah. But it's the little shit that we don't remember we said that people fucking cling to.
They do remember.
Yeah.
Like, you believe in God.
I didn't.
What's.
No, I think it was, if you believe in God, you're not smart. I think that was
one
that
there was
one.
There was a meme. That was like the first meme. Somebody did.
Oh, was it?
Do you believe in God?
No, it was the one that Sam made that said, God ain't saying nothing about butt fucking.
No, there's that one too, but this was one. It just said, you believe in God? It was about that road trip.
Said, do you want to talk? No, that one was, do you want to talk about God?
Don't you fucking try and school me on
memes. Are you sure? Okay.
I'm almost certain.
Oh, I forgot. That was like, that's your thing. Memes are your thing. I saved them all to my cloud storage.
I like them.
I was going to yell pussy again, but I decided not to. let's see here. Yeah, that's all the podcasts I can think of. Unless you've come across any other ones you want to talk about.
I actually have been listening to one. I don't know if we want to talk about it.
Why?
I don't know if we want to talk about it.
No. We got a few. We got like maybe 5 minutes.
I've been listening to a couple libertarian podcasts.
I don't know enough about that to say don't do it.
So
I listen to Abe Lincoln's Top Hat, and that's a political podcast.
Is it?
Yeah. It's Ben Kissel and Marcus Parks from Last Podcast on the Left and Roundtable of Gentlemen. It's their political show.
Cool.
They talk about...
politicals.
Kind of. They've started calling Ted... They've only been referring to Ted Cruz as the pig goblin, because that's what he looks like. Yeah.
I can see that.
Yep.
I lean towards libertarian, and... So I've kind of been listening to some different shows. Some stuff that Pendulette's recommended. He's a big libertarian.
There's no. Why are you fucking worried about it? There's no. So who gives a shit?
Yeah, it's divisive.
Politics
are divisive.
Oh, extremely. Yeah. A guy at work tried to talk gun laws with me, and I just kind of said, like, we're never going to be on the same page, so I'd rather not have this conversation. I was like, nothing I can say is going to sway you. Nothing you're going to say is swaying me. We're just going to talk in circles.
I'll tell you my political opinions.
Yeah.
In a couple sentences.
Okay.
If a problem can be solved with more freedom than less freedom, I prefer to go with more freedom.
See, we can do smart stuff. You want my politics?
That's basically it.
My politics in a nutshell?
Yeah.
Just keep the women out. Of all of it. Keep them out. Voting? Nope. Driving? Absolutely not. Nursing? Of course. Get in there. Be a nurse. The doctor with the bad advice that we were talking about earlier? It was a woman. That's all I'm going to say. Just keep them out.
It's good.
I don't really mean that. I think women should be involved in more things. I don't know of any off the top of my head. But like, you guys are out there fighting the good fight. You're like, I want to do this. And I'm like, sure, go ahead. If you can do it without crying, knock yourself out.
Pussy.
Pussy. All right, let's fucking... I want to clear the air because I think that people who are listening now might not think that I'm joking. I am 100% joking. I think white men ruin everything. Everything's cool until some white guys get a hold of it. And then it starts to kind of suck. So I don't hate women. I don't hate women. Why did you smile as soon as I said that?
Because it just sounds really defensive.
I know. I don't hate women. I love them.
My mom's a woman.
That's not my mom. And I hate my mom. My mom's a woman. I hate her. No, I think women are awesome. Everything could use a woman's touch. There's no way to dig yourself out of that, is there, Nick?
No.
There's absolutely no way. No. Women are great. White men suck. They ruin everything. White people are the fucking worst. Except,
devil,
I'm just
the
joking.
The devil is the best.
Oh, I mean, that's, Nick, some listeners might not be familiar. They love the devil. We got listeners who are like, I love the devil, Patrick. What can I do to display my love to the devil?
I love the devil.
Pay attention.
The devil loves dicks. If you love the devil, then suck 800 dicks.
800. There you go. Easy as enough. So, Nick, we're running the show late. What are we doing? You got to wrap it up. I need to hear it.
That's all I got, man.
Oh, I have a new catchphrase.
What?
Until next week, we'll be taking bubble baths with our pants on.
What does that mean?
I want to make sure I got the lyric right. I'm not going to say what it is in the show because it sounded the thing I did on Twitter. I was like, when people were like, why aren't you guys recording? I was like, we're too busy taking a bubble bath with our pants on. I want to make sure that I have the lyric correct.
The lyric?
Yes.
It's a song?
It is a song.
Taking bubble baths with my pants on. That's a No Doubt song, isn't it?
What?
Isn't it a No Doubt song?
No, that's it. I want to bathe in your old bath water. That was that. That song. And I couldn't believe that you didn't. I don't fucking like her voice. I think it's annoying as piss.
I like it.
And those are the kind of opinions you're going to get on the Through Being Cool podcast. Coming out as many Tuesdays as we possibly can. I'm trying to see if I can find it. Did I say it right? Ooh, this is one of those websites where it fucking always puts ads on their shit. Yeah, the fucking right here. Yeah. If you guys need us, we'll be taking bubble baths with our pants on. That's what I'm going with that.
What song is that?
I don't want to say it on the show. I don't want to ruin it. I want people to have to find it themselves. All I'm going to say is, until next week, we're going to be busy taking bubble baths with our pants on. The song's called "The Ballad of Dorothy Parker." If you want to know, that's all you need to know. If you look up that song and you listen to it, your day is going to be great. So until next week, we'll be taking bubble baths with our pants on.
Born ugly. Race stupid.